Creator God, with whom we share the ruling of your world, we ask, as we are named creation's heirs, make us more willing for our task.
In most hymn books, if they have an order of subjects at all, there is a section about creation, very often focusing on stars and moons and sunsets, mountains, rivers and flowers, but not many about the animal world, or if they are, they tend to be in the children's section. Now, when we were in London, we had a neighbour, Eddie Stride, remarkable man, rector of Christchurch Spitalfields, and he was a great animal lover, living in the middle of the city, but he said, let's remember that God blessed the living creatures in Genesis chapter 1. A blessing was not just for humans, but for the animal world. Let's hear more about animals. Dogs and cats sometimes were the only animals that many people had regular contact with. So this hymn is a little attempt to plug a big gap.
Creator God, with whom we share the ruling of your world, we ask, as we are named creation's heirs, make us more willing for our task. For you have blessed all things that live, that run or fly or swim or crawl. But we were destined to receive our stewardship of care for all.
All creatures share your gift of breath. On every kind our race depends. Like us they move from birth to death, our servants, helpers, and our friends. So turn us back from acts of wrong, from all unkindness and neglect. Reverse the abuses of the strong to right control and true respect. Though now we find your world decayed, enslaved by fear and locked in pain, in Christ creation is remade, all things restored, set free again.
O Christ, you shared a cattle stall, and rode the path a donkey trod. Redeemer, servant, Lord of all creatures praise you, Lamb of God.